You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Much has been said around this new government of national unity. Markets have been reacting a certain way. Everybody feels a certain way around all of this and what it means for the economy. I, for one, am of the view that there's an opportunity here. And where there is opportunity, there is always the chance to make things better. And I thought maybe we'd look at it from that lens, from the perspective of how we make the most of the opportunity, and who better to have this conversation with than South African businessman Dr. Christo Visser, a gentleman who has had many, many years of opportunity and making the most of those opportunities. Good evening, Christo. Lovely to speak to you again. Are you seeing this current conversation or this current economic conversation as a potential opportunity going forward?
Undoubtedly, Jimmy. You know, there will be many opinions, many people being very optimistic, many people being very skeptical, and even some, you know, see the worst possible outcome from this development. But the one thing I think we can all agree upon is that things in South Africa are better today than it was a few weeks ago before the election. I will have great difficulty to be convinced that, you know, things are not better today than they were a month ago. So, yeah, I think there's every reason for, you know, the general mood in South Africa, as reflected in the markets, it should lift. I told Rijk previously that my late friend Meyer Khan used to say the South African economy reacts positively when three things happen: when it rains, when the gold price goes up, and when we do well at rugby. When those three things fall in place, then the mood lifts and the economy lifts. Now, he was in the beer business, so people drank a lot more beer, I suppose.
Well, I suppose we are four-time rugby world champions. We aren't currently the reigning rugby world champions. It has rained sometime this year, and the gold price is up. So those three things have already happened. This is a good time to be having these conversations. And some of these conversations, yeah. I want to dip into a personal conversation that you and I had about walking across the road. And I want to look at it from where we stand now. Obviously, to get to the point where we are from a government of national unity, it's taken a lot of effort for someone to walk across the road and say, let's have these conversations, let's see how we move forward. It doesn't matter who's done it, doesn't matter who made the first move. The point is we're having these conversations. What compromises do we then make now from a political point of view, from a business point of view, to be able to get things off the ground, to get things on the right track? We've been talking about how to do it and how to fix it for so long. How do we now actually put rubber to the road and get it done?
I think the first step is, Jimmy, for all of us to get rid of the ideological shackles, to just do what common sense dictates, and to exploit the many opportunities that there are in South Africa fully and by creating jobs for all our people. I think that should be the light guiding us.
And that's a good starting point for us to then move forward from, to say this is our North Star, this is what we focus on, and this is what we move forward with. Something that I've always loved about speaking to you, Christo, is you're an eternal optimist. And I want to kind of put you in a very, I'm sure it's not an unfamiliar position, but it might be a very interesting perspective to look at from now, is if after our phone call, the phone rings and the government of national unity is on the other side looking to you for words of wisdom or words of advice, what do you say to them about how they get their part in check? I mean, the last chat you and I had, you were still bullish on South Africa Inc. You still said there's opportunity here. We have to get past all of the negativity that's been in South Africa for the last couple of years. When that phone call comes through and someone on the other side or a group of people on the other side say, Christo, as a businessman, what's the way forward?
I just told Rake the story about, you know, that the real question to ask in South Africa from the political leadership is not, it is not, what do the people of South Africa need? It is also not, what do the people of South Africa want? The only question for the moment is, what is it that the people of South Africa cannot do without?
Mm.
And the answer to that is simple. Nobody can do without a job or a means of making a living. So if you use that as the North Star and say, we will make sure that jobs are created, all the rest will follow.
Mm. We'll sort out all of the spending, we'll sort out the economy, we'll sort out everything. Absolutely. Will filter through to have people having livelihoods is where we start, and we put that aside regardless of the political parties, regardless of the affiliations.
Obviously, that would be my approach.
Well, Christo, how does business get involved here? How does business, I mean, business has always been willing to have these conversations, to come to the party. We've seen the markets have reacted a certain way, and it's obviously been something that we anticipate foreign investment will come back into the fold with. How does business now sit back and say, right, this is where we can come to the party and meet halfway now that we understand what's happening?
Well, very simple. Business has got to always send a positive message into the community to say, sure, we admit there are problems, but look around you at the rest of the world. Where are there no problems? We've got problems, but we've also got enormous opportunities. So first of all, be positive. Secondly, business should be prepared, and I think there's enough evidence that they have shown that willingness to help the government. And I think I made the point to you one day, one of the saving graces of South Africa is that South Africa does have a very strong private sector. So where government is not able to do things, they have a private sector that they can turn to, as we've now seen with Eskom and the electricity, and we're seeing it in other areas, in the ports, and even in Transnet, turn to the private sector and let them help. If you look at the many, if not all, of the failed states in Africa, the one element that they did not have is they did not have a well-developed and substantial private sector. South Africa, again, being a lucky country, has a very strong private sector. The private sector can get things done or can help to get things done.
We can certainly reestablish South Africa as the pinnacle of the African continent and of emerging markets. And how we do that is by focusing on the non-negotiables. That's the word from Dr. Christo Visser around how we use the Government of National Unity as a new opportunity to get our economy restarted and get things back on track. Thank you very much, Christo. We'll leave it at that. Thank you as always for the time and for the insights.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.